Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. Yes, I am back. You know, I am a woman of my word. And I went out to gain more information, more education to share with you. You know, sharing is caring. But before we get started, I'd like to extend appreciation out there to the person who encouraged me to do Wake Up with Linda Mac Chan in 2014. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I always have a communication tool that I could put out there to have people understand that sharing is caring. And another thing, if you want to really, really learn, attend Laverne. I did go back and I did attend two universities, Antioch University, and then Laverne University, in which I received my master's in leadership and management. And why did I go that way? Because I love people. And wherever there's people, they must be led properly. So again, I'm ready to go with keeping everything in mind that keep it positive and you make it happen. This show is designed for encouragement. It's going to be sweet and short, because we're going through a lot out here. We're in confinement. We're going through confusion. And these things will make you crazy. But humanitarians and true humanitarians have big hearts and may send much love. And so that is what we're doing over here. And those hearts and those love bugs are felt by all people and all things. So again, I'd like to thank you for listening in to let me give you this quote of stay safe, stay strong, stay woke, and stay happy. You know, we are about love here, education, unification, and the importance of collaboration. There will be many, many people on. We'll have guests on. You'll have an opportunity to hear more music. You'll have an opportunity to call in with your requests. You'll have an opportunity to join in with us. Previous shows, there is Aunt G that comes on, and Aunt G is an individual that's real. She's going to tell you exactly what it's about. So I'm going to put my disclaimer out there at this time, because I am not responsible for what Aunt G lets come out of her mouth. So today, we're going to give you a few encouraging words. And the first one is, resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break free. Fine weather will always return, and spring will never fail to come. You know, I have a great mentor that talks about happiness, that shows others how to be happy and to work internally on yourself so these things are spread. And that is Daisaku Ikeda. So that quote is from Daisaku Ikeda. Please, please remember that name out there. And again, if you are alone, I just want to let you know that you're not. We're all out here for you. Different people deal with different issues in different ways. Sometimes we let that pride get in our way, and we don't really want to reach out because we don't want anyone to know what we're going through. Let the pride go. We're all going through the same thing. This is what we call connectivity here. This event that has come up has given us a new way of thought, a new way of doing things. And because it's a shift. It's not a change, it's a shift. We have to be healthy, wealthy, and wise in order to give ourselves the strength to go through this healing of our bodies and of our minds and of our spirits. And however you work with your spiritual healing, this is the time that you needed to do it. Now, there's one other quote that I want to share with you, and we're going to talk about strength. Strength is a source of happiness. We mustn't shy away from life's challenges. We mustn't be defeated. Refusing to be defeated equals victory. A person who perseveres to the end is a winner. So we become happy. We keep moving. And that is the key to your success. Never to retreat a step, no matter what. That is the way things are done. Those who embrace this spirit can achieve unlimited victory. Did you hear what I said? We can achieve unlimited victory no matter what is going on out there. Now, Waking Up with Linda McShann started off as a youth program for youth empowerment and youth encouragement. Now, this event is making me stretch. I'm out here utilizing what I have, and this is all that I have to offer you. Again, as I say, there will be guests to come on. You will have a number posted out that you can call and leave your request. Those requests will be read out. There will be opportunities for you to join us and to see just what we're about here. It's not a thing of me, or them. It's not a thing about what, how, when, and where. What it is about is that we need to get through this shift. We need to get to it together, and all of us will experience a great victory out there. I'll be back on the air. I'll keep you posted, post out on Facebook. I'll also do a recap of the guests that come on the show. And eventually, I think perhaps tomorrow, Aunt G will come back with us. And Aunt G, it will be talking about how to cope. And as I said, I'm going to take that disclaimer, because Aunt G is a real person. She speaks with her heart and her spirit. But one thing about her, she gives much, much, much love out there. And if the confusion, the conflict, the confinement that we're going through is nothing but a shift. It takes all of us, to put the best out there, to keep in mind, to keep it positive, and you make it happen. You see, that feeling flows throughout. That feeling is bringing us closer together. When this is over with, you know, there's going to be some changes. We're going to understand what it is to be respectful. We're going to understand what it is to take care of each other. We're going to understand what it is to create happiness, happiness for ourselves and happiness for others. You see, a lot of people think happy is just something that comes and goes. No, there is absolute happiness. And that absolute happiness works in a manner that no matter what you're going through, that you're going to continue to be happy. So again, Waking Up with Linda McShann, I'm going to keep you woke. Please, stay safe, stay strong, stay woke. And most of all, please, stay happy. And we're going to take it out. This is your lullaby song. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Good night.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Don't use us. Stop using the dope. Wake up.